There were at least five men, five of our people, and they ended up at Nellis Field and funneled into Area 51. Three of them were, quote, dead. Two of them still had life signs. I hope that all of you will be impressed to know that they are still being manipulated from their owners aboard ship. But yes, there were five craft brought down that day, intentionally by us. We have met with most of the ones in charge of most of your major facilities. So it's a little hard to sort it out as to exactly which incident you may be referring to.
Seems like that's it. But understanding that you're a peaceful race, I heard also in that same instance that a race from the Andromeda galaxy who are kind of cat-like swore vengeance on your behalf. Is there any truth to that?
No, there... I don't want to get into some controversy for other ones who speak for galactic entities, but I know of no cat-like people from Andromeda. You are talking about a galaxy, and you're going to hear reptilian, you're going to hear little grays, you're going to hear so much, pardon the expression, BS, that you're not going to be able to sort it if you don't go with what is common sense and reason.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Bye.
And here is Jeff. You're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Haton. Jeff?
Sam, Commander Haton?
Yes.
I would like to have you provide us with some sort of evidence that you are legitimate, and it seems to me that you will be perfectly happy to supply that information if you are who you say you are.
Who are you?
I'm just a human on Earth.
Well, I'm just a humanoid being off Earth.
Okay. What I would like to have you do is give us, explain, answer a question that I have that any schoolboy of your race should know. And please don't say that it's the technical details would bore listeners or that it's so far advanced that we won't understand it. A nuclear physicist is perfectly capable of explaining how a simple thing like the wheel works.
Like what works?
Speak the language. Certainly you can do the same thing.
I didn't understand what it is you want me to tell you what works.
Would like you to answer a question for me. For example, you're from an alien race. You navigate through stellar space, presumably faster than light. So certainly you can explain to me what causes all forces, the four basic forces and inertia, all to have any action. What causes that? What causes any event to occur? That's something that any scientist should know. I must conclude that you are not for real.
Well, sir, you have already concluded that I'm not for real, or you wouldn't be threatening me if I cannot answer it.
Or any answer. Any kind of indication that you know even basic science, then I'm willing to listen to you.
You are going to talk about basic science on Earth, or are you going to listen to what I have to say about what it is out there that you don't understand?
Okay, you can't explain that question, I guess, unless you want to try to.
I want to remind you that when you get out into space, you have warp time and warp space. There is no such thing as time nor space, and when you get into a higher dimension, that is exactly what you will find to be a fact.
Well, on this dimension, are you saying there's no such thing as an event?
That is a sequence of action in a manifested society.
Why do things happen?
Why do things happen?
Right.
Because you are manifested beings on a physical plane.
Well, since you're able to communicate in our language, and you're able to discuss President Bush and so on, can't you bring that down to our level and say simply that...
Yes, sir, I can.
Well, please do.
Everything in the universe is created from an energy source, which we will call the source, or the great light. Everything in the universe is light. And when it is manifested, it is basically manifested from what you might as well call the thought of Creator or thought of God.
Okay.
And it comes in a duality.
I'm not saying that's wrong, and I'm not saying these things don't exist.
Well, sir, I don't care, quite frankly, what you think. I think that you are very smart, Alec, and there are ones who would like to have a reasonable question answered.
Okay, here's a reasonable question. What is the nature of the photon belt? In simple scientific terms, you don't have to go into the...
You are already entering into the edge of the photon belt, and they are writing up from your universities these extremely high frequency, 1 trillion times anything that you know, gamma rays.
Aren't high frequency.
Jeff, listen, please. Would you please listen off the air? Okay. Please continue, Commander.
I find these ones very interesting. If he is so confounded smart, why doesn't he know what a photon is? And this is so misleading to listeners. You are hearing from your government every day. And right now, they are claiming on your spacecraft they are tinkering around with crystal life and photons, studying gamma rays. Gamma rays are, like I say, a trillion times stronger than anything that you have. They come... And your own scientists are saying that these rays are coming in now from what they assume to be a black hole 400 million light years away from you. For goodness sakes, Pleiades is only 500 light years away. And I don't understand why your ones who claim to be so intelligent will try to prove that there is a God and host through such trivial kindergarten tactics. I think it's an insult to the listeners.
All right, let us move along, and we do need to take a commercial break right here. I'd like to come back with Commander Hatton, and there are so many things to get into. The October surprise is one that we would like to talk about, and the man-made nature of the hurricanes and so on, we haven't even been able to touch on that. But let us pause right now, and we will be right back with Commander Hatton. And that coming up on the 21st of this month, there will be a new herbal healing class, Alternative to Chemical Healing. That's starting on the 21st. That's a Monday night. And that's an excellent class. I would commend that one to you. On Tuesday evening, the 22nd of this month, there'll be a new shaman class beginning. And so if you would like to reserve space for that, then you have to call Lita at the Swatha Book and Gift Shop. On October 3rd, there will be an aura class. That's a Saturday. And on a Saturday soon thereafter, there will be a class on crystals. So for these, you will simply have to call Lita Richardson at the Swatha Book and Gift Shop, 268-3841, for information on these classes. My very special guest, Commander Hatton, speaking to us directly from the spaceship Phoenix. Let us go next to Judy. Judy, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Well, God bless us all. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
I would like to talk about the October surprise. I understand that the Salt Lake Valley is in for some fireworks in the middle of October. Is that correct?
Oh, you're talking about a surprise and not the October surprise.
Oh.
The political one.
All right.
The Paris. Very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, it's like the photon belt and the gentleman that just called. I'm not going to go into dates and places, but I'm going to tell you what the rumors are. And please, when you quote me, don't say, Hatton told me, because I'm not telling you. But I'm going to tell you what I'm told and what I observe. And on or about the 12th of October, there is planned a massive demonstration, or attack, as it has been called, on various and sundry places, and it will be blamed on space aliens. There plans to be a large showing of what I am going to tell you are mock craft.
Now, what kind of craft are those again, please?
Mock, M-O-C-K,
a mock?
Phony. They are yours.
Okay.
They're going to be right out of Northrop or somewhere, one of these underground bases. But what is planned is very, very detrimental to Phoenix. They intend to really do some damage to Phoenix. And Twice now this has been planned, and twice it has had to be postponed because we did open our mouth and we did warn everybody just like this. And then, of course, when it didn't happen on its scheduled date, I was a liar. I am not telling you it's going to happen. I'm telling you this is what is coming back from ones in the know, I assume. Then on, I believe it is October 24th, on the anniversary of the founding of the UN, your whole economic system is due to collapse. Now, ones who work within the Fort Knox facility where you're supposed to have gold and silver stored finds that there is zero metal in there, but there are massive amounts of colored money already printed waiting for the distribution when the currency collapses and needs to be changed out. And myriads of boxes of coupons, rationing coupons, ready for immediate dispersal. There are scheduled to be above the Tuelo Depot and around in that area from Salt Lake quite a lot of aerial activity that will appear to be UFOs. When you ask about October surprise for Utah, I assume that's what you mean.
Yes, that is what I meant. I understand that there's tanks sitting down around Cedar City on railroad tracks that are not American-made tanks. Is that true?
That's true. There are more of those tanks and pieces of military equipment near Daggett in California, too, put off on sidings. I would also tell you that at 29 Palms, where the base, the military base is, it's been evacuated. Norton Air Force Base is practically non-operative. Only camera crews sent out for surveillance of the various parts of the desert that are falling away. We can play games, you know, with space commanders and let's count tiddlywinks and photons, etc., when all we're talking about are light rays. But I don't like to come bringing this kind of information. This is Earth information, you know. My reason for being here is as a messenger. But undoubtedly, you ones must know what's going on, or you cannot move beyond what is happening to you and what you're allowing to happen to move into those higher realms of understanding. And where do you go from this experience? It's not simple. You know, your babies are killing each other.
Well, Commander, I'd like you to know that I personally appreciate all the information that you're passing on. I wish I knew what else to do about what I'm to do here on Earth, but there's so many of us out here that are grateful for the information that you're giving us.
I realize that, and you're doing it. Do you realize that had that standoff in Idaho gone another day, and because ones like your radio that you're listening to right now rallied, and you listeners rallied, they had to postpone one of the most bloody incidents that would have been on the conscience of your nation forever. One day away. One day away.
Well, we're grateful for them.
Judy, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much, Hakan, and thank you, Sam. Bye.
Thank you, and good evening.
And on the Weaver Davis line, here's Craig. You're on K-Talk and Open Mind with Commander Hakan.
Yes, I was just calling to see if Commander Hakan knows anything about all the sightings that are happening over over Mexico City.
Oh, yes, that's very valid. Very valid.
Pardon?
That is valid.
That is valid?
Yes.
The bases under the Earth, or are they from other places?
No, these are mostly observers, mostly from other places, outer space, if that's what you want to call it, other galaxies. They began to assemble because that is a very, very important part of the world, as you have some of your old continents beginning to rise and all of the things that are going to take place with your Earth activity. Mexico City area is a very important place. And everything you have to understand outside your realm of understanding works on basis of sequence, not the clock and not the calendar. And we have quite a lot of trouble because ones want to pinpoint it, you know. Well, if you didn't know it was 20 minutes after 4 that it happened, then you're false. That was reasonable from your standpoint to ask. On the other hand, what you must understand is that the clue or the cue for beginning more and more intensive involvement with you came with the full eclipse. That was most visible over and from Mexico City.
That was last July, then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to have anything to do with this October surprise?
Well, there will undoubtedly, if this comes to be, there will be ones in the air to counter whatever the world they're going to tell you, because it's not so simple anymore. If you go to war with space, you are going to bite off more than you can chew, because the Russians control space as far as you are concerned. And you are in a final battle between these factions that want to control your Earth. And so far, we're completely out of it. We're monitoring it. We don't intervene. We don't bother you. But we're here to give you information or help you any way that we can, because we have a massive task, and that is to get a remnant of people through this.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, thank you very much, Craig. Appreciate your call. Here's Bob. You're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes. I'd like to follow up on the prior caller. Excuse me. This woman is representing a extraterrestrial communicating with her by some psychic link, and she's acting as an intermediary. Is that correct?
No, that's incorrect.
Not correct.
Well, what's the mechanism?
I act on my own.
The actual link is a broadcast signal, which is received by the woman who is speaking. Her name is Dharma. She acts as, in effect, a secretary, and she puts words and verbalizes those signals. And so that's why you're hearing a female voice.
Okay. Well, my concern is this. I responded to whoever publishes their newspaper and whatever, and I got age-old information on Tesla, and I happen to be a student of Tesla. That is, I've studied his writings for many years, and I think he's been a little misrepresented in their paper with these years-old articles and this sort of thing, and...
There just hasn't been much said about Tesla.
Well, I'll tell you, sir, Mr. Tesla's no longer alive and it's years old.
Yes, I am.
So what would you expect, sir?
K-Talk is becoming party to a fraud here, and I, this woman ought to appear at your station.
Well, Bob, the articles on Tesla were perfectly valid, though old, right?
Okay. No, not really. The articles misrepresented Tesla's research.
Oh, come down.
You are an authority on Mr. Tesla, are you?
Pardon me?
You are an authority on Mr. Tesla.
All right. We have to leave it there. Bob,
His magnifying amplifier was never demonstrated. Rather, it was a super Tesla coil, all right?
Okay. We have to leave it there, Bob. Sorry. This is KTKK Sandy Sulik back after the news.
Yes.
Would you want to come back and have a follow-up to this Tesla question? What this caller seemed to have been suggesting is that the articles were incorrect on what Tesla accomplished and so on. Did you want to just ignore that and go on, or did you
want... Well, I think I don't care. I am neither an authority on Mr. Tesla.
Yeah, okay.
I can quarrel with him. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I let him go. I just wondered if you wanted to follow up on that, though.
I could speak on it. It's the same thing as happens with Mr. Russell's work. There is an all-out effort always. There was from the time of J.P. Morgan to squelch everything that Mr. Tesla did.
I think that's a good point. Why don't we come back with that? Because you can also mention the work of Walter Russell and how that's been put down and the withdrawing or the court orders now mandating that you withdraw the journals and so forth.
Well, you're going to run into a little bit of problem because of your own sponsors. I don't want to do something, Sam, that gives you trouble with your sponsors, and you have a rather metaphysical group, naturalists, etc., holistic people that support your program.
Yeah.
And I find that it's almost usurping valuable time to... I just don't want to do something that gets you off the air.
Oh, okay. Well, I will follow your lead then. You're sensing something that I'm not picking up, and so that's fine. Let us just move along because we do have so many other questions and things that...
Well, I can blend an answer to that man at the same time, and I believe I can move it into light. You see, everything is light.
Right.
And maybe I could do that, and I can give a little bit of history about the friendship of Russell and Tesla. Tesla never said that he had the hole. In fact, Tesla and Russell both felt that probably their information should be locked away for at least 1,000 years.
Wow.
That is how far behind man.
All right, that's good. I will just come back right after and say the question related to two eminent scientists, Tesla and Russell, and let you kind of pick it up.
Very good.
Okay, excellent. We've got 2 or 3 minutes. If you'd like to take a quick break, we can certainly allow that.
Well, I'd appreciate that because my scribe has really about had it.
I'm sure.
With me in addition, so.
All right, fine. We do have a couple of minutes then.
Very good.
All right, thank you.